Just ahead on Living on Earth, turning manure into energy and money. It's a gas. First, this note on emerging science from Megan Vigent.
Layers of blotchy red flesh lie in the forest floor. A putrid odor rises, attracting swarms of carrion flies. The flies think it's an animal carcass, but it's not. It's a flower. It's called the Rafflesia, and it's the world's biggest and smelliest flower. The bizarre plant grows in Indonesia, and instead of a sweet smell, it mimics a dead animal to attract pollinating insects. It's always been thought to be something of an orphan, but researchers writing in the journal Science say they finally found the Rafflesia's true family. And it turns out one of its closest relatives is the beloved poinsettia. They're both members of the Euphorbiaceae, or serge family, which also includes such familiar favorites as Irish bells and rubber trees. Nailing down the exact lineage of the Rafflesia was a challenge for Harvard University plant biologist Charles Davis and his team. Plants can usually be identified by looking for molecular markers related to photosynthesis. But the Rafflesia doesn't photosynthesize. It's a parasite, feeding on nutrients from nearby plants. So the researchers had to delve into its genome to find clues about its family. And it's an ancient family. The Rafflesia dates back to the days of the dinosaurs, making it one of the first flowers on Earth. While the dinos might be gone, this beastly flower is still stinking it up. That's this week's Note on Emerging Science. I'm Megan Vigent.
So what do you think about our show? Does it stink? Got an idea for a story? Let us know. Our email address is comets@loe.org. That's comets@loe.org. Our listener hotline is 800-218-9988. That's 800-218-9988. Or sit right down and write us a letter at 20 Holland Street, Somerville, Massachusetts, 02144. You're listening to Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International. It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman.